Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, looky here, it's a Friday. We're higher. Yesterday, they were pummeling everything. Corn basically retreated about 62% of the lift that it had created since its February low. Soybeans yesterday got within pennies of their February 29th low. And now we are sharply higher on the soybeans, almost 20 cents higher on the spot contract as soybean meal leads the charge to the upside. Brazilian farmers, yeah, they did make a bunch of bean sales here this week as their Brazilian real dropped to new 52-week lows. But now it's bounced, and I guess they're done selling for the moment. And so there's a relief valve being brought on. And concerns that our meal supplies out of Argentina are going to be maybe a little more delayed than they thought. And so soybean meal up $6.80 a ton today on the May soybean meal at $344.80 is leading the charge to the upside, which is helping soybeans for May up 18.5 at $11.53, new high on the day, 11.18¾ higher. July is up 19 cents at $11.68. New crop November picking up 14.25, 11.63½. Corn finding support and wheat. It has been said in the last 2 hours or 3 hours ago that a missile hit a major grain terminal in Odessa from Russia. And so that terminal was huge and it may choke off some of those big supplies they've been keeping rolling out of Ukraine. That has the corn firming. Also, it's stated that 27 deliverable corn receipts have been canceled for the May contracts on deliveries here coming up within a week. That makes total deliverable receipts are down to about 10 contracts. Now, the Anderson brothers out of Ohio like to manipulate the market and threaten deliveries, put out deliveries, shove the grain market down to take advantage of it. But maybe they don't want to get caught with their hand in the cookie jar with corn that they might have, but they probably don't own. And so could be canceling receipts. So that's firming the corn market up as well. Up 6.25 on the May contract. 433¼ now, up 6.5. July up 6.5. 442¾. The December corn picking up 5.5 cents. 465½. That July corn, important to be over 440 today. We even told our clients in our video yesterday that 440 was key on a Friday close. And well, we're 442¾ last, looking good as we keep climbing every 5 to 6, 7 minutes right now, it seems, as of late. In the wheat trade, last night when that bombing took place over in Iran, wheat jumped well over 20 cents higher on the session. Fears for wheat supplies that probably won't be going through the Red Sea and or other snafus that could cause the wheat trade to slow down. A little bit averted, but still now with Odessa catching some trouble. We have Chicago July wheat up 12.25, 5.65¼. The July Kansas 6.25 higher, 5.81½. Minneapolis May 7.25 cents higher, 6.46. July's picking up 8¾ cents, 6.51¾. Minneapolis September new crop up 8¾, 6.61¼. Commodities remain volatile and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle futures are now mostly lower on the session. They've been trading both sides of unchanged, not too far from unchanged. Cash trade did take place in the north. Deals on the dress trade, 292, which is down a dollar from last week. Nebraska had seen that action. In the south, we're seeing some trade at 182, which is steady with last week. The choice box beef up 13 cents. Select gaining $1.80. Cattle on feed put out after the close. Bloomberg's latest estimates on feed 102% of a year ago. Placements down about a little more than 7% from a year ago. The marketing's number about 88.6% of a year ago. April cattle up 2 cents, 181.20. The June off 15 cents, 175.22. August giving up 32 cents, 173.20. In the feeder cattle, April up 5. 241.65, May is now softer by 67 cents, 241.87, corn up 7 isn't helping, the October feeders off 97 cents, 254.72. Hog futures came alive today, we're up $1.77 on June, 104.47, July gaining $1.77 to 106.12. Gold was up $35 last night, now we're up $15 at $2,413. Silver hit $29 overnight, sold off to $28.12. Now we're back up 42 cents, $28.80. Silver is not for the faint of heart these days. The dollar index off 3 cents, 105.95. Bitcoin gaining $725, $64,305. And in the crude oil, big swings there. Literally $4.50 swings. No, that was a 4.5 dollar swings from the overnight high to then the morning lows. Now we're up 81 cents heading into the weekend. A lot of people don't want to be too short. We're at $83.54 on the May. June up 54 cents, 82.65. Gasoline's gaining a penny on the June, $2.69.5. Diesel fuel up 2.5 cents a gallon, $2.56.75. Any questions, you can find us, and that's at heartlandinvest.com. For all your livestock risk protection needs, we're here to help you. And now we have a new gadget where we can send you every day what your potential livestock risk protection quotes are for the various months. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.